You guys. Hey, it's Andrea here, KLMX 97.5 FM, The Bear. It is 9:08 a.m. on Tuesday, July 17th, 2018, and I have a special guest. Okay, you know how I like to do interviews, right? And you know how I don't know sports. And I have warned you many, many times, do not ever let me broadcast sports. I don't know what I'm talking about. I will make things up. You will get mad at me, but... Luckily for you, we actually have somebody here in the studio who actually knows a lot, like a ton more about sport. Like, he was just telling me stuff, and I'm like, and I have no clue what he's talking about. Like, I know offense and defense, and that's about as far as I go. Anyway, we have Coach Hopper here in the house. Coach Hopper, introduce yourself to the people. Say hello.
Hello, it's guys. Nice to meet you guys, Andrea. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, so Coach Hopper, he was just telling me how he got here. Do you mind sharing with everybody literally everything you just told me, plus the stuff I didn't understand?
Yeah, no problem. So I am originally from Raton. I graduated there from 2005, and I didn't originally go to school to become a teacher. Along the way, I figured out that I wanted to be a teacher, and of course, it just felt natural that once I started teaching to become a coach again. And I was lucky enough that Giacomo took me on, even though, you know, I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so Coach Giacomo and Coaches Walton down there at Raton kind of took me under their wing and helped me learn pretty quickly. And then when I finished my teaching license, of course, I needed a job. And then Lordsburg got a hold of me, and they offered me a math position. In the middle of October, they lost their math teacher. And when I got down there, I didn't want to stop coaching, so I talked to Coach Bisa, who was the head coach at the time. They were in the middle of their season. I think they were 4-2 and just about to go into districts. And we sat down and talked. They'd always been a very heavy run team. And whenever we sat down and talked, you know, it quickly became apparent to Coach Bisa that I didn't know how to run the ball. I knew how to throw the ball because that's what I'd been taught. And so kind of a nice trade-off, Coach Bisa taught me a lot of the system that they ran in, like the old wing system. And I learned that. And then I started coaching the kids on the spread system. They really liked it. They picked it up very quickly. And then they ended up going to the spread all the way through district and into the state championship, which they won.
Yeah, I'm glad. I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds really cool, right?
It was
right.
Very exciting at the time. It was, yeah. Anytime you get to play at the highest level, it's a lot of fun.
Cool, awesome.
And then, so sort of that year, even though they had already hired coaches, so they didn't have a position available for me, I kind of became the unofficial offensive coordinator for that team. And then, moving into next year, Coach Bisa retired. You know, it was his 26th year coaching, and I think he just wanted to kind of ride out into the sunset on a high note. And we hired Coach Hooper, who is another fantastic coach. He's from Alamogordo, but he owns a ranch out there at Lordsburg, so he was happy to step down from 5A football and come down to 2A football, which, you know, was a big step down for him. But he was already a spread guy, and he was his own offensive coordinator. He didn't need an offensive coordinator, so that year he hired me as a defensive coordinator. And I got down and did what I had to do, and we did very well again, and we went to the state semifinals that next year. And we lost to the team that ended up winning the state championship. But after that year, I kind of realized, like, I'd been on both sides of the ball. I had played offense.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I knew what I was doing. So I was like, okay, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move up. And I kind of talked to Coach Hooper a little bit about it. And he's like, yeah, you just got to find somewhere to cut your teeth. There's a website, NMREAP, where teachers can kind of post that they're available to teach. And so I got on there, and I'm licensed to teach math and science. It's not hard to find a job when you're a math and science teacher. And I posted on there in, like, big, bold letters, like, if you have a head coach job, I'll talk to you. But please don't contact me unless you...
Yeah, because you need one. Like, what's the point of... Like you were saying, what's the point of going to be an assistant when you're ready to become a head coach?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and, you know, there was no reason to leave Lordsburg. You know, I love the people there. They were very good to me.
Good.
Both of the years that I was there. And so that was... there was no reason to go unless I was moving up. And honestly, I didn't expect to hear from anybody. You know, because it was pretty late into the summer, and then
then Clayton shows up,
and then Miss Diller got a hold of me, and you know, other people had already contacted me and been like, "Hey, would you take an assistant coach job or an offensive coordinator job?" And I'm like, "No. I've already got that."
No, you already said that. Don't you hate it when people don't listen? You're like, "No, really, I just told you no, but thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that." Yeah,
yeah, but no, Miss. The first words out of Miss Diller's mouth were, "Hey, we need a head coach,"
mm-hmm.
and so I was like, "You've got my attention," and. And we sat down and talked about the program and everything that she hoped to achieve in it. And I realized that what she hoped to achieve was a lot of the same things that I wanted to accomplish in my first year of coaching. After I got a chance to talk to the boys and to the assistant coaches that were here, I realized they had the right attitude and everything was going to be good. And so as soon as she offered me the job, I accepted it.
And awesome. Here. How long have you been here?
I've been here about 2 weeks now.
Okay, so you guys, coaches around, y'all need to be nice. Like, here's a cool thing about Clayton, because I've been here for all of 2.5 years, mm-hmm. maybe. It doesn't matter where you're going, somebody will say hi to you. You can't go through Ranch Market, your hometown supermarket. You can't go through Ranch Market without somebody stopping you and saying hi. So just get used to it if you're not. I'm telling you now. Really hard. And I really like, you know what I like about you is that he's very respectful. He keeps saying yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And I'm like, I'm not that much older than you, dude. You know, it's 25-year-olds.
You're younger than me.
There
we go. Significantly.
Yeah. Let's just keep that up. Anyway, that is really fantastic. Welcome to Clayton. What are you hoping to accomplish this year?
The biggest thing that we have to get into, and I had a chance to talk to the seniors on the second night that I was here, just right after I got hired, and one of the things that we had to go over and start considering is, like, how are we going to rebuild this program? How are we going to make it valuable? Like, every team has its ups and downs in terms of wins and losses. You're gonna have the years where you're on top. You're gonna have the years where you're on the bottom, and in between. And really, if you set your if your values are that you're only valuable as a football player if you're winning, then you're gonna have years where your kids feel defeated and unsuccessful. It's the biggest thing is to change the attitude about what we're there to accomplish as a football team. Like, we're there to become good people. Like, mm-hmm. that's and this is the thing, you know, it's just experience wise, good people make good football players. We want guys that are respectful, polite, go out, work hard, make sure that they do things that don't just necessarily benefit themselves. We want to teach them that altruism has its own values. And that way, every year, regardless of the win-loss record, those guys come out feeling like they earned something, that they feel like they were a part of something that was a good thing for them in their life, and hopefully that the community recognizes that they've become
sure.
a very positive influence.
Sure.
And so that's the first thing is to make sure that attitude gets adopted. You know, and that's a hard thing for an 18-year-old kid to swallow, because they want to win football games, and that's priority numero uno to them, is to win football games, and changing that value to it's okay to want to win football games. It's okay to win football games. In fact, it's fantastic to win football games. We love winning football games. Don't get me wrong, you know. I'm a yeah. football coach. We want to win.
Yeah.
I want rings and titles and
yeah.
and everything in between. But more than anything, getting them to understand that football, more than any other sport, you know, this is my personal belief. I'm sure the basketball coach is about to wag his finger or, you know.
Nah, he might agree with you.
more than any other sport, football teaches you that the key to success is to be willing to sacrifice so that other people can succeed. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish. You know, even if you're the star receiver, you still got to block when the running back's carrying the ball. If you don't do your job, then we're not going to get as many yards. We're not going to be as successful. And it is really this attitude. Like, you have to take on this attitude that you're going to give everything you can for your brother's success. And then if you happen to get some honor for yourself along the way, then that's just a benefit
nice.
Of it.
Nice. Okay, so what are some of the, since you've only been here for 2 weeks, you're basically seeing it from the outside looking in still. What are some of the things that you see that look like it's going to be something you could really build on? Some of the positives.
We have a lot of things that are really positive. One of the first things that I really like, I've been the new guy in multiple times. I've been the new guy now, and one of the wonderful things is that I don't think I have a player that is skeptical, that has not welcomed me to the community, that's not excited about what we're going to try to put forward and the changes that we're going to try to make. And so that's seeing that attitude tells me that those kids have been raised right, that they mm-hmm. that they're very flexible and adaptable, and that they've learned to roll with the punches, so to speak, and to try to look on the bright side of everything. I think just how well I've been accepted into the community from the football standpoint is just, you know, of course it makes me feel great because I'm the one receiving the good vibes.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
To see the kids adapt that way lets me know that they're fantastic as community members, and that people have already done a really good job working with them.
Nice. Okay, hold on. I had to go open the door because the train went by. Okay, have you heard about this Golden Key thing?
No, I don't know that.
Okay. How do I say this? It's driving everyone crazy. That's all. It's a Golden Key scavenger hunt, and everybody's going crazy. KLMX is doing it. By the way, you are eligible, too. We're putting out clues, and people are going nuts. So if you see people at the fields, and they're walking in circles, and they're hawking you, they're not mad at you. They're looking for the key. I'm just telling you now.
Yes, ma'am.
Just so you know. So let me get some insight. What are you looking forward to for this season? It's going to be a brand new season. You're a brand new coach. These kids are brand new to you. But from what I understand, the moms that are coming into my studio, they're like, my kid said he was going to come to cycle, and he's still sleeping because he's tired. Like, yeah. He's been working hard. What are you hoping to accomplish this season as far as football games? I mean, I know everybody wants a state championship, yeah. But there's only one. What are you really hoping to work on?
So this really becomes kind of a philosophy thing. Some guys are going to tell you that that they're going to go out and try to win as many games as possible. My focus and my attention is always on trying to make the state playoffs. Let's get to the state playoffs. Let's see how we do that. And that means that we really have to focus heavily on our district opponents. Our district opponents this year are going to be Texaco, Fort Sumner, and Santa Rosa.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Good luck.
So, yeah, Santa Rosa is always a tough team. The coach down there, he's a longtime coach, and he's a fantastic one. Fort Sumner won the state championship last year. In New Mexico 2A, and they only graduated two seniors, I believe, from their starting lineup. I think I know they graduated more seniors than that.
Sure.
But
who cares?
But whatever. Yeah, but the ones we're worried about are the starters. Yeah. And then Texaco is adapting to the spread, and they've been growing their program in that regard as well. So that's kind of where our attention is right now.
All right. Is
how do we beat those teams?
Right.
And then the other teams that we're going to play in our regular season, we're going to go into them knowing that our inevitable goal is to beat the teams in district, and so we're going to practice and play towards those three games.
Nice. Let's see. I can't remember what else I was going to ask you. So never mind.
It's okay.
Like, I had a whole list of things in my head that I was going to make it sound like I actually knew what I was talking about, but I totally don't. So is there anything you're looking for? Are you going to be teaching as well, or you just had coach?
Yes,
what are you teaching?
I'll be teaching middle school science.
Okay.
So 7th and 8th grade.
So 7th and 8th graders, you need to listen up. Because isn't it, correct me if I'm wrong, you're probably going to be looking for academics as well as scouting kind of in your class, and you're like, hey, you're really good at science and you seem to be beefy enough. Let's go play some football.
Well, actually, we pretty much anybody who wants to play football, we want to bring them in. One of the beautiful things about the spread offense is that there really is a spot on the field for everybody.
See, don't say that, because I'll be out there. I won't know what I'm doing. And be like, child, I know your mother. Go sit down. But that would be me, right?
I think it would work. The kids seem pretty polite.
They would be. They'd be like, yes, ma'am. And then go sit down. And then we lose the game because, I don't know, like, I'd forfeit. I don't know. Anyway.
So, no, I guess as a teacher, I've been really strict in the past, and that's the academics are very, very important to me. Last year, we had at Lordsburg, we had one ineligible student across our entire team. I definitely want to bring that tradition back here to Clayton. I heard that there was eligibility problems this last year and the year before, and I think a big part of that is you have to develop value in the program. If the kids are scared to be off the football team, then they're going to be driven to do that. And to actually get them to where the football program means that much to them, it's about investment. If they invest their time and their energy, if they're coming home exhausted and worn out, the more they do that, the more that is going to mean to them, because the more they've put in, the less they want to be off the team. And, you know, and then whenever somebody comes around and says, look, you know, if you really love the football program, and after 2 months of busting your hind end,
your butt. It's okay. You can say butt.
No, it's all right. I'd rather not. I gotta make sure that I'm.
I'll say it for you.
When you
bust your butt.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whenever you work really hard for 2 months, and then somebody turns around and tells you, like, you're not going to be on the team if you can't make the grades. Like, if you love the program as much as you profess to love the program, then you'll be eligible, and that's it. And you'll do what you have to do to be eligible.
Nice.
And of course, we also want to generate opportunities for them. One of the things that I think was very successful in Lordsburg that I want to bring here is that we didn't start practice till 45 minutes after school, and that gave a lot of time for the football boys to go in, talk to their teachers, make sure they knew what they were missing, make sure they got their work turned in. And there was no excuses. There was no, coach, I didn't do my homework. Why didn't you do your homework? Practice didn't start for 45 minutes. You should have been sitting down doing your homework. Get it done. Because after you get out of practice, you're going to be tired.
Manage your time.
That's right.
Nice.
And so we want to teach them that skill as well. Awesome. To make sure that they stay eligible.
Good. Okay, so now we know we're going to have time to do our homework. You're going to be recruiting in 7th and 8th grade. And you're going to be working for it. This is not going to come easy. From what I understand, you're already getting that mindset into the team or anybody who wants to be eligible for the team. Are you still doing tryouts? How does this work? Talk to me.
Okay, so the boys have probably already talked to a lot of the parents about it, and they may have made the upsetting comment for the parents that nobody's on the team. And that's true. That's how I operate. Nobody's on the team. You have to earn your way onto the team.
Nice.
We do challenges. The first one's just on the first Friday, and it's the way you're, I guess, eligible to compete in the challenge is by having the most practices. So if you've been to the most practices, then it's, you know, if I'm going to do a challenge for two guys, then it's the two guys with the most practices get to go up against each other.
Oh, okay.
If it's four guys, then it's the four guys with the most practices, and so on. And then they compete. Everything's competitive. You know, nobody gives you anything in football. You have to take everything in football. And so they compete, and the guy who wins that skill challenge gets to be the first member of the team. And then on this Wednesday, two more guys will make it onto the team. And then this Friday, two more guys will make it onto the team. And we go along, and one of the things that we never want to do is we never really want to take, like, the bottom half of our kids and, like, super discourage them.
Sure.
Because we want them to understand, like, because most of them are going to be underclassmen. They didn't win the challenges not because the will is not there, but because they're physically less developed than the juniors and seniors.
Right.
And so as we get close to the tail end, when we get to the bottom half of our kids, like I said, mostly underclassmen, then we go out and do a community service project, and everybody who helps with the community service project joins the team.
Nice.
At that time.
Nice. So. I really like this. I'm liking all this. Good job. Okay. Is there anything that you want to tell the people, as it were, all the people in Clayton and the surrounding areas besides watch out?
The two things, maybe not to the surrounding areas. I never want to talk to my opponents. I want them to have no clue what's going on.
Bring it.
Yeah. No, it's like... you wouldn't go tell your opponent where you're going or what you're doing. You know what
I mean?
No, of course
not.
They don't care. Like, you don't need to know that information.
Yeah, like all you people looking for the golden key, I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'm just not.
Perfection.
For reals.
So we have two big things for the community of Clayton, because those are the people that I'm growing to care about. The first of which is if your boy's not playing football, send him out here. He doesn't have to be big. He doesn't have to be strong. He doesn't have to be fast. The work is its own reward. And that's really what we want to do. And to be a part of a program, to be a part of something that wants you to be a better person, that's a great high school experience.
Mm-hmm.
So please send your kids out. We'll train them. We'll keep them safe.
Send your kids out to go work out.
That's right.
There you go. Then
we'll send them
home
tired. You get to relax.
I know,
your kid will
right?
pass out.
No, mom's not going to relax. Mom's going to come to my studio, and I'm going to make her tired. And then they're both going to go home, and dad's going to be like, what happened to you two? And
honey, make dinner.
Yeah, and then... Well, and then the son's going to be like, coach. And then the mom's going to be like, Andrea. And it's going to suck. But you'll both be very happy and very buff. You're welcome.
Yeah. That's right. I like that. You're welcome. We have the second thing that's a big thing for me. And, you know, this is we have two assistant coach positions open. It's very difficult to coach football. If you actually sit down and count it, you really want two offensive line coaches, receivers coach, a backs coach, a quarterback coach. So there's five on offense. You also want a defensive line coach. Usually defensive line is an offensive line coach too, but you want defensive line coach, linebacker, secondary coach. So collectively you want eight coaches. We've got five coaching positions. In comparison to a bigger program, we're already short-staffed.
Right.
Not even counting middle school. We really do need two more coaches. One of the things that I can say is that in the last 2 years, I've already had to start helping train coaches. This is not unfamiliar to me. I know I have to teach you the system. I know I have to teach you how to coach, and if you think that is something that you might enjoy doing, if you love working with kids, that's a great opportunity. It's done a lot for me in my life. I don't think I would have became the person I was if it wasn't for being able to coach and work with the kids so directly, because they make me be a better person.
Right.
When I'm around them, because they look up to you, and you have to hold yourself to a higher standard than you would have ever on your own.
They force you to stay accountable.
They do.
That's for sure.
The kids see everything you do.
They really do.
It's crazy.
How do they do? I mean, I got eyes in the back of my head, but my goodness, they see everything.
I couldn't believe it. When I first started coaching, they went and found a picture of me whenever I was in college, and it's at a charity event, and I've got my hair dyed red for this, like, Ice and Fire charity event that they were doing, and the kids to this day still tease me about it.
We're going to find that picture. Who do we have to talk to?
I think I've deleted it. I don't think you can find it anymore. I got tired of getting teased. But so that's really the thing is, you know, don't feel discouraged if you think it might be your first year teaching. Coaching. If you think it's something that you might enjoy and that could help your life and you think you have something to offer the kids in a positive way, then please go talk to Ms. Diller because we are still looking for two more coaches. And, nice. And like I said, I'm happy to train you.
All right. Good. Not me. Anybody but me. Please. Please. All right. Thank you so much, Coach Hopper, for hanging out with us. Is there anything you'd like to say to the town of Clayton, anything like that? We're hoping that we can get you coming in regularly and letting us know what's going on.
That would be fantastic. I'd really love to come talk to you guys. I think one of the things that happens is parents, maybe not so much parents because you get a lot of dads that did play football, but a lot of times there's parents in the stands. And they have no idea what's going on besides mm-hmm. woo, big hit, or woo, big run, or woo, big catch.
Right.
And one of the things I'd love to come talk about is these are the players you need to watch from their team. This is how we're going to try to adjust this week. If you want to watch the actual, like, chess match that's going on, here's how you can observe it and enjoy it. And I think once you know what's going on in the background, I think it makes the game of football much more enjoyable because it becomes more than just big dudes smashing each other.
Right. Yeah, that helps because I have no idea what's going on. Like,
I think
yeah.
by the end of the season, you're going to know a lot about football.
Oh, boy. Good luck, everybody. Okay. Thank you so much, Coach Hopper, for hanging out with us. Thank you for introducing yourself to everybody. Clayton, community, let's get together and let's welcome Coach Hopper in. And hopefully we get to keep you around because, you know how it is. Small town, we're like, yeah, let's win.
Please
let's
don't
do
fire me.
No. Okay. Wear your black and orange. Hey, when's the first game?
So I think our first one is, I want to say August 16th, but I think I'm mixing it up with the first day of school.
The first day of school, yeah.
Okay, so it's August 16th, Wednesday, 17th, 18th, 19th. August 19th is our first one. It's
okay.
Milwaukee.
August 19th. So we're going to, everybody, town of Clayton, we're getting together. We're wearing our black and our orange, and we're going to scream and yell, hopefully at the right time. And if not, that's okay. Like, we'll just think you're that guy. Right? Don't be that guy. All right. Thank you so much, Coach Hopper. We're going to get you back into the music. If you have any questions or something you want to talk about with Coach, he'll be here for like another 5 minutes or so maybe. And if you've got a song request, give me a call. 374-2555. You're listening to KLMX. Oh, you have to learn how to say this. You're listening to KLMX 97.5 FM.
The Bear.
Oh, that was good.